It's great to be inspired. You feel fabulous. Anything is possible and life moves forward. Nick Williams is author of How to Be Inspired.
I think there are at least three aspects to inspiration. The most popular one that we think of is inspiration is a great idea. And that's really important, that inspiration is the way that we generate our best ideas. But I also think inspiration is a form of motivation. For me, it's the most pure form of motivation. When we're inspired, we just want to do something. We want to make it happen. Nobody has to force us or make us do it. We're just really energized to do it. And thirdly, I think inspiration is like an evolutionary force, that when we do follow through on our inspired ideas, we actually get to become greater people for having done that. So inspiration grows us as human beings.
So how do you get yourself to be inspired then and feel like that?
I think in order to be inspired, we have to put ourselves in the presence of things that inspire us. So one of the first things we really need to do is get to know what our own wells and sources of inspiration are. What music, what poetry, what people, what events, what spiritual texts inspire us. And we have to spend regular time, I think on a daily basis, nurturing that sense of inspiration. But then secondly, I think once we begin to get ourselves inspired, the second way that we really inspire ourselves is by taking action on our own ideas. So when we have an inspired idea, we get more motivated when we start to make it happen. And then we get energized and we want to do more with it.
Do you have to be inspired by things that are the things you want to do? For example, you might find a painting really beautiful and therefore quite inspirational feeling to it, but actually have no desire to go out and paint though.
I think it's really important to recognise that we get inspired by things outside our own area of interest and expertise. So I'm a personal development writer, but I get inspired by children's writers, I get inspired by fiction writers. So yeah, I think it's really crucial that we understand to look outside of our own area, our own world, to look for sources of inspiration, because I think the world's full of different sources of inspiration which can really uplift us. And you know, we can look at a beautiful painting and be inspired, but then want to go make music or write as a result of that.
Okay, now when you've looked at the beautiful painting or heard the piece of music and you get that sort of inspired feeling, how do you then turn that into action?
I think inspiration creates a resonance in us. So we might get inspired to somehow express our own beauty, or it gives us an idea. And I think one of the first things to do is recognise that we need to see the ideas that we are inspired by. Because I'm a great believer that inspired ideas have a life and a destiny of their own. So the first thing we need to do is get the inspired idea. What is the idea that we're motivated with? And I think we often fall down by saying, but it's just an idea. I think most people don't understand the power of one idea. Maybe all you need is one idea that really you're inspired by, and that can transform the whole of your life.
If you're struggling to find that one idea, are there some top tips for going looking for it?
Put yourself in the presence of other people's inspiration to see what you're inspired by. I was involved with Alternatives at St. James's for many years, and I put myself in the presence of the inspiration of hundreds of people over a period of about 5 or 6 years. And as a result of that, I began to find my own inspiration, which was to write and to talk and to be creative. So I needed to put myself in the presence of other people to do that. So just notice where you're energized. When something does excite you, become aware of that and go, oh, that's interesting, that really does excite me. So put yourself in the presence of inspiration and notice what inspires you and capture your best ideas. Get a journal and write all your inspired ideas down so that you don't forget them, because I think often we have a brilliant idea and tomorrow we've forgotten it. So capture the ideas.
Having kind of narrowed it down then a little bit to the things that you do feel inspired about, is it then important to carry on hanging around with those types of people who are doing the same sorts of things, i.e. writing a book or painting or whatever? Or in fact, doesn't it really matter whether they're doing what you want to do? It's just the fact that they have an inspired energy.
I think it's really important to be around people with inspired energy, even if they're not doing the same things as you. So be around people that live from a sense of possibility rather than live from a sense of limitation. But another important aspect of inspiration is that when we get inspired, often the force that kicks in next is resistance. So a lot of people are very, very good at talking themselves out of their inspired ideas. So we need to put ourselves in the presence of people that help talk us into our inspired ideas, not talk ourselves out of them.
That's Nick Williams. His book, How to Be Inspired, is published by Tethered Camel.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.